Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Kerr brought to you by the Bay Club. Visit bayclub.com. Steve, thank you for joining us once again. Always appreciate your time. You were named NBA Coach of the Month a couple hours ago. By the way, that happens to be in the same month that your fastest to 300 wins. So it was a pretty good January for the Kerr household. So congratulations to you, sir.
I appreciate it. I assume that took my vote before last night's game.
I'm sorry, what, your phone cut out just a little as you were coming on.
I said I assume they took that vote before last night's game.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell you that January's over. Welcome to February. What have you done for us lately, Coach?
Yeah, they're
No, seriously, we're going to keep a little perspective around us. We're not going to get too much browbeating into you today, Steve, over last night's loss. But it was a little bit disappointing. You know, I think everyone was fired up for DeMarcus's debut. The team came out hot, but then defensive presence of the Sixers, I think, was more prevalent than your defensive presence in clutch times.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I thought they were really good last night. They were physical and athletic, and I think the first half finished, and they probably realized, that we were letting our guard down a little bit. We were up seven, and felt like it should have been 15. And I think they came out and knew that, we were quite.
Steve, I'm sorry, your phone is all over the place. You're breaking up a little bit there.
All right, let me see. I'll move here.
Boom. It sounds a little bit better. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I think they jumped on us in the second half, and we weren't quite ready. Sometimes you run up the goals a little, you get a little bit comfortable during a game, and I thought they just took advantage of that.
I thought that it was a good night to talk about how you don't miss something until it's gone, too. Like, Clay got the good news about the All-Star nod and then had to turn around and give you bad news that he wasn't feeling very well. He missed last night's game, and I think that's a big reason why, Ben Simmons was going off last night.
Yeah, I mean, Clay's obviously one of our best defenders and a great player. Fifth straight All-Star game for Clay. We were all happy for him. We're hearing that news last night, but then he comes down sick. So it happens. These are the kinds of things that you have to deal with in the NBA. Just didn't quite make up for his absence.
Joel Embiid is a handful. I mean, there's not a lot of guys who stand on an NBA court that make other NBA players look small, but he's one of those guys.
Enormous, isn't he? And athletic and skilled. And I think also just a tough matchup. 2 weeks into DeMarcus's return, I think he would like to have another couple of weeks of prep for that one, because you got to be at your best to go against Embiid. But I think it was a good measuring stick, for DeMarcus, just a reminder that he's only 2 weeks into this return after missing year of action, and so he's still a little ways to go, but he's been great to this point. We're really excited about his return.
Steve, did you think that Kevin Durant was fully engaged last night? There seemed to be times where he was just, for a guy who's such an efficient shot hunter, it felt like he was just jacking up a few times. And look, I was listening to Clint Azabuki on earlier today saying, usually for Durant, that is even a good shot. But just like it felt like last night came with a few more, maybe that's not a good shots for Kevin Durant than we're used to seeing.
Well, I think you could say that about the whole team. We just, we didn't get a lot of production off the bench. We just didn't execute really that well to the point where we were getting some easy shots. And it was just one of those nights. So now we got to bounce back tomorrow.
Steve, tomorrow comes with LeBron James and the Lakers. Is that the right opponent to get your team's full attention again? I mean, it was an incredible road trip for you guys. And then you said last night you weren't playing with, with any mindfulness. What exactly do you mean there, and how do you have more mindfulness against LeBron and the Lakers tomorrow?
Well, I think, you know, the execution of what you're trying to accomplish, you can tell if a team is locked in, focused, mindful, however you want to put it, based on some of the turnovers, or, you know, whether you're taking care of the ball or not, some of the defensive rotations, whether you're making them or not. So we weren't sharp. Sometimes you can win anyway if you're playing that way. But we were playing against a great team last night, one of the best teams in the league. And so we weren't quite there, and they took advantage.
Things change quickly in sports. There's no doubt about it. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. And the East went from being like a one or two teams to really threaten you, maybe, if that at all, to like a top-heavy handful right now. You guys have had some serious battles with the Raptors, with the Bucks, with the Celtics, now the 76ers. That's a better conference than it used to be.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, all those teams have come in here and beaten us this year in Oracle. You know, we'll get another look at Philadelphia in a couple months, so it'll be good to get another test there. But the East is much, much better, much deeper. It's going to be fascinating, I think, watching these playoffs this year with LeBron no longer there dominating. You've got an opportunity for a lot of teams to really go ahead and win the conference and get to the finals. It's the door's open.
Steve, I know he missed a handful of games with the birth of a new baby for Jonas Jerebko and his wife, so congratulations to them. I think it's odd that, you know, in the first month of seasons, we're breathlessly tracking your rotations and minutes. Like, it's a little early to really get concerned about it, but Jerebko is getting DNPs, it feels like, more than... Or has he fallen out of the rotation? Like, last night, I thought when you're looking to hit a three from someone other than Steph, maybe it'd be a good time to see him for a minute or two.
Well, I think, given DeMarcus's return, Jonas is the one guy who it's really affecting in terms of possible minutes. And he's had such a good season for us and played so well. He's still going to get an opportunity, for sure. It just hasn't gone his way here in the last couple weeks. But it always comes back around, and he gets that. He's a professional, and he understands that. He's gonna keep working, and hopefully before too long he'll be back out on the floor and performing the way we know he can.
It's been a big week for the NBA, almost to the point where I never thought the NBA could have a week this big during Super Bowl week. And that's one of the things that's changed about sports in my lifetime. It almost seemed like when I was a kid, maybe it was like this for you, Steve, like sports had a gentleman's agreement to not step on each other's toes during their big moments. It almost seems like the NBA is directly threatening the Super Bowl with so many headlines.
It has been a crazy week, hasn't it? But it just feels like that's kind of, the way the NBA is these days. It's like one big giant gossip column, I guess it's probably the convergence of social media combined with the player movement and the shorter contract. There's just more movement than ever, and players are more willing to go a different route and get their freedom, their free agency, and try different things and try new opportunities. And it does make for really fascinating gossip. I don't think it's a bad thing for the NBA. I don't. I think the fans are really into this. It makes it difficult to be a player, to be a coach, a team. There's just so much out there that you have to deal with. But, again, it's all just part of it.
How often are you addressing external forces with your team? Or is it like out of, you just ignore it, even though it's surrounding you?
We talk about this kind of stuff periodically, once every month or two, this discussion comes up based on maybe something that's happened. If there's drama these days, it seems to take on, 10 times the impact of what the same thing would have done maybe 20 years ago. It's just different. But on the other hand, you know, the news shifts and somebody else gets the spotlight the next day and so on and so on. So you just have to be able to roll with it and keep moving and realize that it doesn't really work. It's hard to accept that because, you know, we're all human beings. We want people to write good things about us or to say nice things, whatever. When that microscope gets put right over the top of you personally, it can be uncomfortable.
If Michael Jordan in his day had Instagram as a player, do you think he would have ever liked anything John Starks had posted?
Probably not, I'm guessing. Can you imagine?
No, I couldn't. No, I really can't. Charles Oakley, like, liking Patrick Ewing Instagram posts, I don't see it.
No, but it's a different time, you know. It's just a different world, so, you know, get used to it.
Yeah, we are getting used to it, no doubt about it. Your good friend Greg Popovich is coming into town next week. Have you already picked out the bottle of the wine that you'll open when he gets into town or the restaurant that you'll attend?
Not yet. We haven't connected yet, but I'm sure we will. We both are kind of busy right now, namely LeBron and the Lakers coming into town. So we got a lot of other stuff to worry about.
16 regular season games left at Oracle. That's it. Time flies.
Man, that's crazy. I didn't realize that. It's going quickly.
It really is. Steve, can I ask you the least professional question I've ever asked you in my career?
Oh, you usually do that every week anyway.
Did Rocco take a dump on the team plane?
that is not true. I believe in the team hotel. It may have happened.
It may have happened. Do you think Rocco would have liked John Stark's Instagram account?
Oh, for sure.
Steve, always great to talk to you, man. Are you ready for a little give me some no thank you since you're back from the road?
Sure.
What do you think of Rocco on road trips? Give me some or no thank you.
Give me some. Love it.
NBA trade rumors swirling like it's the off-season, in-season.
No thanks.
Polar vortexes.
No thanks.
NBA stealing headlines like it was a bike from the Super Bowl.
No thanks.
Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, give me some.
What's your favorite? Do you have any that you can think of?
No, I don't. I can't tell you offhand.
Oh, no Budweiser, no nothing. Cindy Crawford drinking a Pepsi.
No, I got it. I love the fake NFL coaching press conferences. It was from a few years ago.
Oh, totally. Oh, absolutely.
Brilliant.
Jim Mora.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Where are you watching the game, Steve?
I haven't even decided yet. Not even sure.
How much money do you think Jordan has riding on bets during the Super Bowl on a Sunday?
Next question.
Is Tom Brady already the greatest quarterback ever?
Yes.
Is Bill Belichick already the greatest coach ever?
Yes.
Any sport?
Football.
Just football for Bill Belichick.
Just football for now.
How do you think you would be dealing with players controlling the league in the NBA?
Probably not his cup of tea.
Steve, you are our cup of tea. Thank you very much, as always. Good luck against LeBron and the Lakers tomorrow. Were you expecting him to be back in the lineup? So not that it was soon, but it felt like he was out, and then all of a sudden he came right back. Did you think that you might miss him a second time around?
I had no idea, but I was hoping he would play. I think it's always good for our team when we're seeing people's best, and coming off a loss especially, I'm glad he's playing. He's going to bring out a better game from us.
We'll see you tomorrow night, man. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks. We'll see you later, David.
Appreciate it. Steve Kerr here on the Damon Bruce Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.